that we might see and understand what is going on in Scripture. Now, we're going to take a little journey this morning and in order to see what is happening in Scripture. It is going to require actually the illuminating ministry of God the Holy Spirit. So let's spend a few moments in prayer, preparing ourselves for the opening up of Scripture and seeing what God is doing in His plan from the very beginning to the very end. Let's pray. Father, what a privilege it is to assemble ourselves for the purpose of opening up the Scriptures. We pray now, Father, that Your Spirit will open our eyes that we might see, our ears that we might hear. Pray, Father, that You will protect us from the powers of darkness who would seek to impede our understanding and our seeing of what is going on in the Scriptures, Father. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. So let's read in John chapter 4. Verses 3 through 5, we have studied these verses, but let's just read them to orient ourselves to this morning. Verse 3, He, Jesus Christ, left Judea. Now, you recall He had to get out of town. They were going to kill Him, so He had to get out of town. He left Judea and departed. You have two very important words that we looked at, left and departed. He left them because they have rejected Him, and He is departing to go somewhere else, again into Galilee. And He had to pass through Samaria. Verse 5, so He came to the city of Samaria called Sychar. And we have seen that Sychar is also Shechem. Sychar means, it's named after the characteristics of the city, it means drunkards and liars. Sychar is a small Las Vegas at this time. Near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to the son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. So much information about this place. Place is very important as far as the plan of God is concerned. It is extremely important. In the Gospel of John chapter 3, in Christ's discussion with Nicodemus, we have two important places. We have planet Earth, and we have heaven. And Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, you must be born from above. If you wish to go above when you die, that is, go to heaven when you die, you have to be from heaven. No one goes to heaven who is not from heaven. And Jesus Christ is the pattern there. He came down from heaven to earth. So therefore, the great question comes, how can I be from above? How can I be from heaven? He doesn't answer that in the passage. And this is, again, that thing that we have all the way through Scripture. You must be born from above. He doesn't tell us how right there. But it's there if we want to see. And that is simply by trusting the one whom God has said. That is the person, Jesus Christ, standing right before Him. But what I want to concentrate on this morning is the importance of place. Place becomes very important throughout the entire plan of God. And it's very important as far as your life is concerned to know where you are from.